It is time for PMT Power Ranking, sponsored by no one yet, but we'll figure that out soon enough. We are ranking after Bob Carrington became the 14th pick in the NBA draft last night. Malzi, 10 best basketball players in Pitt Hoops history. Now, have you reached out to the E.J. Borghetti's?
No, I did this myself. I didn't want to cheat.
Okay.
I did it myself.
10-1.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take as much time as you need here. I will cede the floor to you here. Malzi's all time. Your bread and butter, the love of your life, is college hoops and Pitt basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You've never cared about a list more than the one you're about to give right now in PMT Power Rankings.
I realized as I made my list of 10 that I actually forgot to put on one of the names that I knew I needed to.
So someone right now in real time is getting taken off the list.
Yeah, somebody
is. Who is it? Who just got
Chevy
cut?
Troutman.
Chevy Troutman, see you later.
Sorry, Chevy.
Chevy, I saw him at the zoo about a month ago, and he still looked like he could kick my ass and go for about 10 and 10 in an ACC game.
The second part of that's impressive. The first part, there's a lot of people who look like that.
Well, not after all those burpees I did today, Malzi.
True. Somebody at Awaken 180 said, I thought you'd be shorter to me in person. And I said, no, I'm 6 feet tall. And then we had to break it to the person that you're like a giant compared to me and Donnie.
Hmm.
Anyway.
10.
All right. This is supposed to be based on like my vibes here. This is not like stat-based. This is vibes.
Yes.
10. A shocker right out of the gate. Blake Hinson.
Wow.
I don't know. I watched the guy go into Duke, do what he did to them on their floor, get up on the scorers table. That's a very difficult place to play. I watched him put 40 on somebody. I watched the guy shoot with no conscience from the logo.
Okay.
I watched the guy hit a huge shot in last year's NCAA tournament.
So we're getting prisoner of the moment here right out of the box. Is Jalen Lowe going to make this list? Or are we going to see
Bob? He's the best combination of shooter and
the Diaz
Graham
twins?
A little bit
are
of size.
Coming in at 6 and 7 on this list?
Donnie, he said he was going to let me have the floor here, and all he's doing is crapping
just,
all over pick number
you
one.
You just put Blake Hinson.
He's number 10 on my
top
list.
Top 10 all time.
Yeah, sure.
And you kicked Chevy Troutman out for Blake Hinson.
Okay. And?
9.
9 is going to be Vontigo Cummings. First round pick. I remember.
Donnie has no idea who Vontigo Cummings is.
Mid-90s,
please school
him. Mid-90s Pitt. I think he was technically drafted as a point guard, but he's kind of a combo guard for all seasons. He was, you know, 6'4", prototype size. Back when Kentucky was capital K Kentucky, Donnie, Pitt plays them in like the Maui shootout in like 96 or something like that.
Malzi was loving that game.
They're ranked 4th. I couldn't even watch it because it was on ESPN. Ranked 4th
right.
in the country, but little Malzi looks at the box score the next day and sees that Pitt knocks him off. Cummings was a stud. He was a very good ball player for Pitt teams that didn't have a lot of very good ball players. Does that one require me to apologize to you?
No, I'm okay with that.
You're sitting there thinking sweet nothings about Eric Devendorf while I'm doing this.
8.
8 is Jerome Lane.
Send it in to 8th on the list.
The most iconic probably play in Pitt history. Is it a top 5 iconic play in college basketball history if you take non-NCAA tournament?
Oh, yeah. If you go non-NCAA, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got all these buzzer beaters in NCAA tournament games, but we're talking college basketball regular
season.
The call
makes it even more iconic.
The call is awesome of that play, and the dunk is awesome of that play. So Jerome Lane, really good ball player, first-round pick himself, is number 8 on my list. Number 7.
Talib Zana.
No. Number 7 is the best pump fake I've ever seen, Sam Young. A guy who could... I think you're really good at something if everybody knows you're going to do it and they still either fall for it or can't. If it's a pitch, they can't hit it. Everybody knew Mariano Rivera was going to throw him cutter after cutter. No, hardly anyone hit it hard, ever. That's why he's the best closer of all time. Pretty much everyone with a pulse knew that if Sam Young wasn't dunking on you, what he was probably going to do is pump fake.
Still couldn't stop it.
Still couldn't stop it. He would be up on his damn tiptoes, almost traveling every time. It was an unbelievable pump fake. He was an awkward-looking basketball player at times, but the man could score. He's number 7. Number 6, Billy Knight. I've got to go by what I've been told. I know Billy Knight was a stud. I know Billy Knight was a monster. I know Billy Knight is a Pittsburgh guy who went to Pitt and was great at Pitt. People can tell me how great he was, and I'm going to respect my elders.
So now in an eye test thing, you are trusting others' eyes.
Well, there are two.
You are bringing in outside eyes.
See, J.J. Redick, now he's the coach of the Lakers, whoop-de-doo, got in big trouble.
He can drop F-bombs at press conferences,
apparently.
He got
in big trouble with the late Jerry West when he said Jerry West was getting guarded by plumbers and whatever, and electricians.
And Cale Berger agreed with that.
And Jerry West basically crapped all over him and said, I had the best vertical and I was like the best athlete in my draft, I would have whooped your ass if we played each other.
I agree with that.
And he's right about that, ultimately. So I don't think I'm wrong to put Billy Knight in here at number six. Do you have a big issue with that?
I do not, but you are relying on the eyes of others, which I didn't know you would do in this.
I did that.
You have done a list where you've said, I'm only counting people that Mulsey was alive to
watch. I would say I relied on the eyes of others here for a total of three picks, and that's one of them. Number five, guy who goes to Pitt and averages a double-double, and oh, by the way, is a two-sport star.
Aaron Gray.
Sam Bam Clancy.
Okay.
Two-sport guy, 14 and 11 and a half boards.
Massive hands.
Massive hands. One of the nicest human beings you'd ever want to meet. A great ambassador for Pitt.
Donnie, have you met Sam Clancy?
I haven't met him, no.
You know what? And I'm relying on my eyes in this way. Did I watch Sam Clancy play? No. Can I look at Sam Clancy now and think, yeah, that guy probably absolutely wrecked people when he was playing? Yes, it's actually very easy for me to do that, Pony.
Also played for the Browns, so he does have that going for him in Mulsey's eyes.
That's kind of a low. Do you need to?
No, I didn't, but I just thought it would be
you
fun.
Like to. Number four, another Knight. A guy who for me, as a, you want to talk formative years, your late teenage years, you're still real. If you're me, you're obviously huge into sports. You certainly don't have too many dates taking up your social calendar.
Fair enough. Now I'm listening.
Brandon Knight, a guy who I think transformed this program. Is he? What do you mean? Oof.
I'm just looking at this list and thinking, you've watched these guys play. If Ontigo Cummings played Brandon Knight in a game of one-on-one, he would absolutely work him to death.
Okay, but he didn't. And Brandon Knight played for teams that beat really good teams with players who were probably better than Brandon Knight, but he would shut them down.
Okay.
Ontigo Cummings was also 6'5". Brandon Knight usually guarded guys closer to 6'2", 6'1". Like the number he used to do annually on Chris Thomas at Notre Dame. I hated that guy.
Three.
Don Henin. Did I ever see him play?
Oh, wow.
What?
I didn't think you'd go into the vault, but good for you. This is an extensive research list here.
He's the greatest Pitt scorer probably of all time. Greatest shooter ever to play at Pitt.
And didn't he hang out with the guy that cured polio?
Don Henin was good enough to play professional basketball and instead decided to go to medical school and then had a long career as a surgeon. Respect it. I do. He
so
just
do
said,
I.
I'm done. I'm
he's
done.
Like, he's like Billy Shakespeare with the Steelers. Didn't he do the same thing?
Medical school? I don't know. But I know
Don. Think he became an author.
Somebody became a judge who was drafted by the Steelers. I think it might have been Shakespeare. Anywho.
Can you imagine you go into Judge William Shakespeare's traffic court? You got to listen to that guy's Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? In county jail for the next 10 to 20, jackass.
Don Henin was 5'8". I feel like you could probably give him work.
Oh, don't, what are you doing here?
Two.
Two is a guy that played in my lifetime. I didn't really see him, but I've seen enough highlights, and I know his reputation. Charles Smith.
Okay.
For most people, probably the best Pitt player of all time. Drafted, what, 3 overall, I believe, in his draft?
Yes, that's right.
Charles Smith, a monster. Known in the NBA for once missing 4 layups in about a 6-second span, which I hate to bring up here, against what? Was it the Bulls? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That was the Bulls series, one of those Knicks-Bulls series. But the guy was a 6'10 prototype power forward in the pre-NBA stretch four era.
And one?
DeJuan Blair. You asked me to use my eyes. DeJuan Blair is the greatest specimen I have ever seen suit up for that team. Throwing dudes like Hashim Thabeet over his shoulder like it's a judo match. Double doubles. Goes in there and just bullies Duke in Madison Square Garden. Was he a perfect player? Hardly. Did he have major limitations in terms of the NBA? Yes. He didn't have a damn ACL in either knee, and he still got drafted and had a nice little pro
well,
career.
Neither does Peyton Wilson. We're counting on him for big things with the
DeJuan
Steelers.
DeJuan Blair is, in my lifetime, and that is where the bias crept in a little bit for me, he is, in my lifetime, the best Pitt player I have ever seen. So he's number one.
Man, I really hope Julius isn't listening to this.
Oh, there's a ton of honorable mentions. Any other? See, what I wrote down here is like 24 names. Okay.
Wow, you really did take it seriously.
There are guys like Julius, like Jerron Brown, Eric Mobley. There's LaVance Fields. There's Krauser. I even put Bub because Bub for 1 year was fun as hell to watch. Michael Young, Jamel Artis, not our old boss Michael Young. Chris Taft, Lamar Patterson, Wanamaker. There's a lot. Sean Miller. There's a lot of guys who are in the honorable mention, but you made me go with 10, and that's where I went with. And, of course, Jeff in South Park, thank you very much. Byron Wizard White, Steelers player? Nope. Supreme Court Justice.
There you go.